We're going to talk to Brad Davidson very, very soon. He had a great day yesterday at Scone. His best bet on this program got up, but a few ticks running in here. And I know that Gary from Wadulba, he's always on to the tipsters because he wants results. And he said, come on, you guys. I just heard it that Brad Davidson tipping four winners yesterday at Scone. I didn't hear them tips on the BSB.
Well, his
best bet was
a Sudum.
But if you're wanting to follow, Brad has a number of plays for meetings he does form on. So he does form line the night before. He provides those tips again on his social media pages. That's where you'll find his
and the
plays.
Sky Racing webpage as well. He bounces them out that way. Yeah. The tip yesterday won by five or six.
Yeah.
There was cruise control.
Was there a punter that tweeted him, were you saying, on his socials?
I think someone's picked up around about a 20K multi off the back of going with a few of Davo's
tips yesterday.
Lining him up yesterday at Scone and going whack, but he'll give us all the details. He was being celebrated. He's being lauded on social media yesterday, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, he was. He joins us there. Morning, Bradley.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
You're back, mate. Scone, very good. It's a great track to have a bet at, isn't it? Because it plays so fairly and every horse gets its chance.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Dave. It's always a good track to bet at because you can get pack balance up and find the line, and you can get a good run on speed and give a nice kick and just keep on going with that strong momentum as well. So yeah, had a bit of luck yesterday. I think we put out on the Sky Racing website, I think we had about six tips and four winners in a couple of seconds. But more importantly, a few people out there were able to multi them up. One gentleman, I won't name him, but won $21,000 yesterday, and a couple of others won about $5,000 and about $800. So it was good result. There was a lot of people cheering on Pell Roan in the last. They needed that horse to win to pick up those big multis, and thankfully for them, it was heavily backed and missed the start. That sat behind the speed, but drew away late to win by a couple of lengths quite convincingly. So some happy people yesterday, which is always great to have a win for the punters over the books.
Beautiful, mate. No, we like that. Now, what about these trials yesterday? We had Colding produced. I know Dance, 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 who's a new addition to the Waller stable, was produced. Kings Will Dream. They're going to have a big autumn Chris Waller Racing, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. Colding had a really easy trial there yesterday, just not asked for any effort at all, and finished in behind them in that trial. Dance, Dance, Dance finished off very well from the back, closed off there, and obviously, now with the C. Waller stable, had a run or two for the C. Waller stable last preparation as well. And look, the one who actually won that heat, the Colding Heat standout, he's a very underrated horse. Came through from a maiden, really, and took everyone by surprise just how far he went last preparation. Had really good form around Cosmic Force and horses like that. And look, he looked very impressive in that trial, taking it out quite convincingly under a nice hold as well. So yep, some nice autumn-style horses stepping out at the trials yesterday, and I'm sure we'll dissect those trials in depth over the coming day.
It's been a tough few days for the Bjorn Baker stable, Brad, just a few days after Champagne Cuddles has suffered a career-ending injury. Summer Doubt is now out for an extended period.
Yeah, not good, was it, Jamie? Two of their star horses, really, the Bjorn Baker yard. You know, he does a good job, Bjorn, with his team, but it's not easy to get these group class horses, and he had two of them. Champagne Cuddles obviously retired the other day. Thankfully, will make a full recovery. And then news out yesterday that Samadat now is out for an extended period with a strained tendon there. So he'll have to go through an extensive rehab program there. And really disappointing news for the stable. He was one of the finds, I suppose, of last preparation of the spring. He was just a benchmark horse, really, coming into the spring. He was sort of between that midweek and Saturday grade, I think it's fair to say, and was, you know, a typical on-pacer who would normally pick off a race or two every preparation. But then he was just able to go to a completely new level last prep and, you know, surprised everyone by the big win in group company. And then, he just kept on backing it up with some really good performances. So shame that he'll be out of the autumn because he is a proper autumn player as well. But look, we wish that he invests in the recovery and hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later.
What have you got for us today, Davo? What's caught your eye at the farm?
Yeah, look, I think there's three there. One, first of all, race 5, number 3, Lifetime Quest, looks the hardest to beat. Around 2:30 probably looks about the right price for this horse, but he had a really good prep last time in. Finished runner-up to Cuba before a break, and Cuba went down to Melbourne and won convincingly down there. So I think that form stacks up well. He's had a couple of nice trials. Should lead for fun and very hard to beat in race five. And a couple of odds, race three, number five, Allison of Tuffy, each way at the $8. Past eight's going to be hard to beat in that race, but she's going to roll forward here. And her form around Rari, Phoenix River and horse like that reads really well for this race. And $8, I don't think she'll miss each way. And then one at massive odds here, race six, number 10, Le Dejeuner, $71 and $14 the plate. Now,
jeez.
Just a really good fresh horse. Has only won three wins in its career, but two of those have come fresh. And first up last preparation, actually finished third at Warwick Farm behind And So It Goes. So a really open race this, but good speed in gauge. Draws nice and low to be able to sit midfield. Gets in with no weight on its back. And if it can produce the sort of finish it has at its past couple of fresh runs, it can definitely run a cheeky race here each way at $71.
So right, 2:30 fixed, race five, number three, Davo's best today. Davo, before we let you go, we had Seb Hutch from Inglis on a little earlier. Jamie Rogers tells us that they've got the hotel rooms out there at Inglis named after horses. What would you like to have your hotel room named? What horse would you like to check in under out there? You can pick any horse worldwide. What suits Davo best?
What suits me best? It has to be Calipari. I know no one knows anything about Calipari, but
Calipari?
Is this the one that you're a part owner in?
Yeah, I've waited 10 years to get a win as a horse.
Come on.
You could have put about five horses and never could get a maiden win and finally got it. Calipari.
You could have had any horse in the history of horse racing.
Yeah, Calipari.
Okay.
Calipari. Could have had Frankel. Everything.
Some of the shouts that have been coming through via text, I've got to say, horse hotel name rooms have been outstanding.
Yeah. Some of them we can't read out, obviously. There's some very clever ones rolling in. What was yours? Samantha Miss, wasn't it, Jamie?
Samantha Miss. I just, because she was what has been one of my favourite horses. Yeah.
Tom Melbourne was a big shout, Davo as well.
Yeah. Mine was Freemason.
Yeah, Freemason's good horse, isn't he? And Tommy Melbourne, yeah, he's a very popular horse.
What I loved about Freemason...
Seem to have it on Tondra to go with him, though.
What I loved about Freemason was he just... When you thought he wasn't going to lob, he just produced. And when he was heavily backed and you thought he was going to go well, he did nothing. He just got up at the times when you didn't think it was possible. So, but what did you go...
Calipari.
Calipari.
I dare say you might be the only man, Davo, to take Calipari as your horse hotel check-in room.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Davo.
Thanks, guys.